Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 12:28, up 27 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 11:80, up 17 on the open. July, 11:32, up 10 and a quarter. September, 10:37, up 8 and a half. December, 11:45, up 5. July of 2009, 10:22, up 7 on the open. March corn opened at 5:56, up a half on the open. May, 5:70, up 4 and a quarter. July, 5:81, up 2 and 3 quarters. September, opened at 5:74, down 5 on the open. December, 5:82 and a half, up 3 and a half. March of 2009, 5:86, up 1 and a quarter. May, 5:90, up 2. July, 5:95 and a half, up 5 and a half. December of 2009, 5:47, down 1 on the open. March beans open at 14:08, up 20 on the open. May, 14:26, up 19 and a half. July, 14:40, up 19 and a half. August, 14:25, up 16. September, 13:85, up 29 and a half. November, 13:21 and a half, up 21 and a half. January, 13:16, up 8. March of 2009, 13:30, up 16 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 3:53, down 20 on the open. May, 3:61.50, up 3.20. May soybean oil opened at 63, up 76 on the open. March feeders opened at 100 even, down 20 on the open. April live cattle opened at 90.15, up 40 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 57.72 and a half, unchanged on the open. And May bellies opened at 80 even, down 5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Audio from the 2008 AM 580 All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting is now available on our website. Click on the link in the right navigation window. The 2008 All-Day Ag Outlook meeting was made possible by the Archer Daniels Midland Company, the Andersons, and Cargill. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, it looks like off of the opening bell, off the first blush of WASD report information, traders are favoring the domestic numbers.
Yes, you know, if we looked at those, Dave, why we saw the world numbers actually increase a little bit as far as the carryouts went, but of course, the corn number in the U.S. stayed the same, and the of course the bean number narrowed down to about a 3-week supply of beans, and of course the wheat number continues to stay very tight. You know, we know that we've got a great crop of wheat coming on, especially in soft red, and we don't seem to be short of supplies right now. But the Chicago. The traders sure are running up this wheat market more so than what we expected on the fundamentals.
Where do you think that they'll top this wheat market today by the closing bell?
I have no idea, Dave. This this wheat market hasn't made sense to me for a long time. So, you know, it seems like the funds are in charge and they want to lead the charge down the road.
Let's turn our attention to the soybean market, where we did see some news. We saw biodiesel demand lowered from 3,400 to 2,800. We also saw that Brazilian beans were raised by 500,000 metric tons, and ending stocks for beans were up by 1.62 million metric tons. So I guess that the question goes begging again, does 140 trump this other glut of numbers or not?
Well, I think that we're seeing that it does at the moment, anyhow, Todd. I think that long term, right now, we're still trying to keep the numbers high to keep supplies in the U.S. Also, the idea that we still have a little bit of time to switch some acres here, and for some of the decision of some of these farmers to go ahead and want to go ahead and plant a few more acres of beans. You know, if we saw at the Outlook meeting, we do see a few people that are still willing to switch here, and even more so in some of the areas where the ground's a little bit more marginal. So the crowd that we had at the Outlook meeting probably isn't going to be the area that's going to do the switching.
Turn your attention to the corn, where we saw on the WASDE report a 3 million metric ton increase in Brazil. Well, what do you make of that?
Well, I think that, you know, with these prices have, number one, increased some, you know, planted, increased some plantings in South America. Their weather has tended to be fairly good this year, except in the one area where it was a little dry. And, you know, we did expect a little bit of an increase down there.
And longer-term friendly or not?
Well, I think that, you know, our numbers were very, they're tight numbers. They're good numbers. That's why we're up here. We are looking ahead to, you know, this year's planting season, and we're going to see, you know, what we actually do plant in the U.S. is, I think, is going to be a very big thing along the way, Dave. It's going to really switch things. If we would see a big switch over to beans, or if we stay around where the government's saying. So, you know, I think that the corn acre will probably be somewhere around the 87 to 88 million acres.
Is that what traders are trading?
No, I think they're actually trading a little bit less than that right now.
Seems to me a number that we might want to look at a little bit that was not in a WASDE report but actually came overnight was from the Fed, and they injected about $200 billion in funds with other key central banks overnight to increase some liquidity. And if you look at the outside markets, that seems to have stabilized the outside markets at least today.
Gosh, what are we going to have to do tomorrow to just plain stabilize instead of help them, Dave? You know, this economy is, the dollar is very, very weak. We need to see the central bank, and we need some other sort of intervention here to sort of stabilize the dollar here as we are. We're hoping that, you know, this crude oil price staying up is keeping our balance of payments off balance. Also talk that the Fed might absorb some of these, low interest loans, the problem in the mortgage market, and that sort of turns around and adds back to the inflation picture. So, you know, we're really just a little bit confused about what needs to be done to straighten out this economy, but we do need to see something happen to strengthen this dollar and put a stop to its slide here.
Are you of the opinion that we're still in line for even lower dollars in the index ahead?
There is nothing good about the U.S. economy here right now that tells me that we bottomed yet, Dave. So I have to say that I do expect it to move a little lower. I hope that we see something I hope the government or the Fed does something soon as to stabilize the dollar here, because inflation is going to be running rampant here. If we let gasoline get up, you know, we keep hearing on TV $4 gas this summer, $4 gas. That could be disastrous to our economy, for especially those unlimited incomes that aren't fluctuating with this, because, you know, it's just taking so much more, a higher percentage, and you have to have gas and energy to get every kind of transportation anywhere, whether it's you, whether it's the goods you buy, whether it's the food you produce, whatever. So we need to get the dollar strengthened a little bit so it doesn't take quite as much to buy crude oil.
Any reason to believe that we're not going to see 110 crude oil or a swing objective of 115?
There's no reason I can see that it couldn't go there. I hope it doesn't, but, I don't see anything standing in the way of that freight train.
So what are you telling producers who are calling? What kind of questions are they asking this morning, and what kind of answers are you providing?
Well, I think that most everybody wanted to know what the report said this morning. I think the other news out there of today is that Argentina seems to be in a situation now where they're talking about holding off on some export sales. And, that's added a lot of strength to the bean market today. A lot of people are talking about the El Nino or La Nina, not El Nino, but La Nina. And it does seem like that's going to have some continued effect on the weather market. And it does seem to be like we could see some drier conditions, Dave. And along with that, we have to say that, you know, we could have a chance at some sort of weather market this summer because of it.
How will the electronic side-by-side trading of options trade the marketplace?
You know, we're not sure how that's going to go. We've seen some good things about the electronic trade, and we've seen some really bad things about the electronic trade. When there's not very many offers sitting there and some of these guys or some of the larger fund operators want to move this market, they drop a fairly large order in and move the market. We saw a 15-cent move in one of the months of wheat yesterday because they put a larger order in that ate through and then went right to the next offer. And we're seeing some things that wouldn't happen in the pit trade, but the electronic trade has taken over about 80% of the trade, and it's the thing of the future, and we just have to get used to trying to trade it.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick, Kansas City July wheat now at 1198, up 33 at the Board of Trade. May wheat at 1208, up 45. July 1160, up 38 and a quarter. March corn 559, up 3.5. May 565 and a quarter, down a half. December 579, unchanged. March beans 1398, up 10. May 1413, up 6.5. November 1312, up 12. May soybean meal 357.50, down 80. May soybean oil 62.80, up 66. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILOAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.